Listening part two. You will hear some conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. Choose the correct answers for each conversation. Conversation one.
Good afternoon. I bought this jacket last week and I want to return it.
That's fine. Is there a problem with it?
It's the wrong size and I've now decided I don't like the colour.
We can exchange it or refund your money, provided you've brought the receipt.
Receipt? I haven't got it with me. I left it at home.
We might have emailed it to you.
I very much doubt it. I get far too many emails and always ask for receipts to be printed out. I just didn't bring it with me.
You can see from the official notice on the till that we can only give you your money back if you bring the receipt.
Can't you make an exception? I really need the money right now.
I'm afraid not, madam. I'd get into a lot of trouble if I didn't follow the rules. However, you can exchange it for another item of clothing at the same price.
Right. I can then bring that back with the receipt and get a refund, can't I?
I suppose so, madam.
I'm very glad to hear it. Good afternoon. I bought this jacket last week and I want to return it.
That's fine. Is there a problem with it?
It's the wrong size and I've now decided I don't like the colour.
We can exchange it or refund your money, provided you've brought the receipt.
Receipt? I haven't got it with me. I left it at home.
We might have emailed it to you.
I very much doubt it. I get far too many emails and always ask for receipts to be printed out. I just didn't bring it with me.
You can see from the official notice on the till that we can only give you your money back if you bring the receipt.
Can't you make an exception? I really need the money right now.
I'm afraid not, madam. I'd get into a lot of trouble if I didn't follow the rules. However, you can exchange it for another item of clothing at the same price.
Right. I can then bring that back with the receipt and get a refund, can't I?
I suppose so, madam.
I'm very glad to hear it.
Conversation 2.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Bennett. You made an appointment to see me. Is there a problem that you would like to discuss?
There most certainly is, Mr. Collins. My daughter Elizabeth was getting good grades last term and appeared to be doing very well. It all seems to have changed after the holiday. I'm now extremely worried about her progress.
Yes, looking at the scores she's been given in the last couple of weeks, I can see that her marks have gone down considerably.
I'm very well aware of that. However, what I don't understand is why it is happening. Have you got any ideas?
As you know, Mrs. Bennett, Elizabeth can be stubborn at times and likes to have her own way. She's being taught by different teachers this term, who may find her attitude more difficult to deal with.
The way she behaves is not a reason to give her bad marks. There's more to it than that.
I agree, but I believe that she has lost some motivation to work hard because there's sometimes a conflict with her new teachers. Why don't we just give her a couple of weeks to settle down and then review the situation?
I'm just as determined as my daughter, and I'm not going to accept this. I want to talk to these teachers as soon as possible.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Bennett. You made an appointment to see me. Is there a problem that you would like to discuss?
There most certainly is, Mr. Collins. My daughter Elizabeth was getting good grades last term and appeared to be doing very well. It all seems to have changed after the holiday. I'm now extremely worried about her progress.
Yes, looking at the scores she's been given in the last couple of weeks, I can see that her marks have gone down considerably.
I'm very well aware of that. However, what I don't understand is why it is happening. Have you got any ideas?
As you know, Mrs. Bennett, Elizabeth can be stubborn at times and likes to have her own way. She's being taught by different teachers this term, who may find her attitude more difficult to deal with.
The way she behaves is not a reason to give her bad marks. There's more to it than that.
I agree, but I believe that she has lost some motivation to work hard because there's sometimes a conflict with her new teachers. Why don't we just give her a couple of weeks to settle down and then review the situation?
I'm just as determined as my daughter, and I'm not going to accept this. I want to talk to these teachers as soon as possible.
Conversation 3.
Thanks so much for coming. Before you start, can I get you anything to drink?
Just some water, thank you. I need to get on, as I've got a lot of appointments today. Can you just talk me through what happened, and I'll try and sort it out as quickly as I can?
I explained it to your colleague on the phone, but the message obviously didn't get through. When I switched on the TV, the screen was completely blank and there was no sound. I checked the connections at the back and they all seemed to be in place.
Did you try the remote control?
I most certainly did. I even checked the batteries just in case that was the reason why I couldn't get the TV to work.
Okay, I think there might be a simple explanation. There isn't a problem with the TV, it just needs to be linked to the box provided by the satellite company, and at the moment, it isn't.
I don't understand how that happened.
Have you used any of those sockets in the corner recently?
Yes, I spilled something on the floor and borrowed my neighbour's carpet cleaner.
You must have switched the box off by mistake when you were using the cleaner.
Oh no, that was careless of me. Thanks so much for coming. Before you start, can I get you anything to drink?
Just some water, thank you. I need to get on, as I've got a lot of appointments today. Can you just talk me through what happened, and I'll try and sort it out as quickly as I can?
I explained it to your colleague on the phone, but the message obviously didn't get through. When I switched on the TV, the screen was completely blank and there was no sound. I checked the connections at the back and they all seemed to be in place.
Did you try the remote control?
I most certainly did. I even checked the batteries just in case that was the reason why I couldn't get the TV to work.
Okay, I think there might be a simple explanation. There isn't a problem with the TV, it just needs to be linked to the box provided by the satellite company, and at the moment, it isn't.
I don't understand how that happened.
Have you used any of those sockets in the corner recently?
Yes, I spilled something on the floor and borrowed my neighbour's carpet cleaner.
You must have switched the box off by mistake when you were using the cleaner.
Oh no, that was careless of me.
That is the end of part 2.